So this homily is the third in the three-part series on a vision. A vision I've been sowing in the parish that we could just have appreciation of new life God wants to give us. And this is the vision I've been sharing, that all parishioners of St. Teresa would be secure in the Father's love, that all parishioners would experience radical connection in the body of Christ, and that all parishioners would know they are gifted by the Holy Spirit. And so I've been following these three parts, and so this third is going to focus on that third part of the vision, that all parishioners would know that they are gifted by the Holy Spirit. So in our first two readings, we see an image, a reminder of who God is. And in the second reading, a reminder of what God wants for us. And it's it's the same thing. Who is God? We hear in that first reading, God is life. Oh, my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them. This is something that God will do. He is life. And he gives his life to his own. So this is who God is. And in the second reading, what does God want for you and me? He wants life through the Spirit. We are invited to share in who God is. God is life. He is active. We are invited to share in that life. Life in the Spirit. But our having life is God's work first. We hear in the second reading, if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit dwelling in you. So we are made in God's image and likeness, which is an invitation to share in God's life, his activity. Lest our faith become dead. James chapter 2, verse 26. For just as a body without spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. And so I bring this up because the first two parts of the vision is really about receiving that life. To be secure in the Father's love is to have a firm foundation to know your identity as a beloved child. And that is in receiving his life. Radical connection in the body of Christ is to know that there is life in this congregation, in experiencing that connection, that you are baptized into the body. But life in the Spirit, that you are gifted, means that God has given you a mission as part of this life. Just like in today's world, you know, we find that tension in today's world where some people don't know their purpose and their mission. Perhaps it's harder to find a purpose and mission in today. And so you have some young people who are just maybe stuck in that place of, well, I don't know what my purpose is. And, well, it's easier to stay at mom and dad's house and move out, right? It's this tension. Without a mission, we're kind of wandering, right? And I think many of us do that in the faith. And many of us perhaps were without a mission and we're just kind of like, I don't know. Maybe I should pray. I don't know, right? And so it makes a difference, though, when you capture that, when you have a sense of that purpose, mission, drive, direction, gift by the Holy Spirit. All right, so let's look at the gospel. And I just want to show you like this faith that is active in the gospel. And what does that mean for you and me? So Jesus makes clear he waits so that God can be glorified in the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And so that's, just bring up that up. In all instances where it seems that death has won the victory, do we have faith that God is glorified in bringing life to where we think there is death? Do we have that kind of faith that God can be glorified in these places of death by bringing life unexpectedly? That includes in our family. That includes in my own life where perhaps I feel dead on account of my actions or some trauma that I've experienced. Or maybe people say in parishes, you know, this. I've heard it said, I try not to say this, but people will say, oh, the parish, and again, it's not just this parish, but other places, oh, the parish is dying. I never try to say that. But do we believe that a slight decline can be an opportunity for God to be glorified? Or do we focus, oh, poor us, poor us, poor us, things are declining? It's an invitation. Let's look at the active faith of Martha, of the community, and of Lazarus. The active faith of Martha. If her brother had not died, would Martha be faced with this beautiful witness that she gives? Here she is standing before Jesus. Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Notice, Martha, her brother had just died. And she brought not only that sorrow, but also the sadness. It seems like Jesus had ignored this issue. She comes to Jesus. She says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You can hear the sadness in her voice. A sadness that's repeated by her sister. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And in the midst of that sadness, Jesus asks, I'm the resurrection. Do you believe this? And Martha gives an act of faith that not only seeks Jesus, she leaves the home. But what does she profess? Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. There's a reason we call her Saint Martha. She gives astounding faith. In a place where many of us would perhaps have given up and just kind of crumbled in on ourselves and said, God has forgotten me. She takes an active faith in the face of death. The active faith of the community. Jesus commands, take away the stone. It sounds like a simple task. But keep in mind, these stones were not meant to be moved. Just for a very practical thing. If the stone falls over, well, then the animals get in there and they start eating the body and all these gross things. You don't want that stone to move. And couldn't Jesus, who had the power to calm the uncalmable storm at sea, couldn't he have just moved the rock by his command? Stone be moved. It required the active faith of the community to open up place of death. To open that up. And it wasn't just one. It was certainly a few of them who had to move that stone. But they made an act of faith in the face of death, in the face of the stench that may have still been surrounding that tomb. They took an act of faith. And then finally, the active faith of Lazarus himself. Jesus said to Martha, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? And what do they see in the glory of God, right? The Bible, it's beautiful that the details are very minimal. Jesus called the man. Lazarus comes stumbling out. He's bound. Right? There's no big old light show or something that we would want. All right? Lord, show me the lights. Move the stone. Lazarus come out. comes out, untie the man. So where's the glory of God? Jesus said, did I tell you if you believe you will see the glory of God? It's in Lazarus. It's in this man who is dead is now alive. That's the glory of God that they see. Not these lights, not thunder. The dead man walking is the glory of God. I share that. People get worried when they come back to church. What will they think of me? What will they say of me? Do you realize when your family member comes back to church after years and years and years, this return glorifies God? For similar to Lazarus, may some of us who may be dead in our faith, when that faith starts to come alive, like that is the glory of God, who speaks your name and invites you to come to life. He wants to speak your name. But Lazarus becomes an ambassador for Christ, not in this chapter, but in chapter 12. It says the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. That line, because of him, it could mean they believe because Lazarus, he's just there. Oh, look at that guy. I believe that Lazarus was actively sharing his experience of being risen from the dead. He was showing an act of faith. And because of him, many Jews believed in Jesus. All right. What does this have to do with you and me? Here's the thing. By your baptism, you have a gift from God for the sake of the wider family, the church. This gift is a sign of God's generosity, that he is still active, that he is still creating, that he is still recreating. And there are people in this world who are waiting to see such acts of faith, to inspire faith in their own hearts. Who knows? Someone coming back after many years could inspire the faith of one of us here who has grown cold despite faithful attendance at Mass. But this is a reality. Active faith inspires faith in others. Inactive faith, what I would say maybe sleepy faith, or in the extreme, dead faith, it doesn't inspire the faith in anyone. So for those of us who know this love of the Father, for those of us who've experienced something of the connection in the body of Christ, yes, God's inviting you to step out in faith through His Spirit. You have something to offer. If the church tells you that, and we try to deny it, well, how to put it nicely? I mean, we're basically telling God he's wrong. Right? We're basically telling, no, God, you're wrong. God says, I want to give you a great gift, my Spirit. Oh, I don't have anything to offer. You know what you're saying? God, you're wrong. God, you're wrong. All right. So, you don't have to keep saying that. You can say, maybe God, I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. All right. Where do you go from here? Well, it starts with a prayer. Obvious. Just always can start with a prayer. Lord, what gift have you given to me? Lord, why am I afraid to step out in faith? Lord, what lie am I believing? Perhaps there's a lie operating in my heart that I have nothing to offer. Okay, well, good. So let's pray. Let's pray that we may know the God of life. He can bring life to dead places. That's what he does. That he can bring resurrection in my family. That he can bring resurrection in my own heart. That he can bring resurrection in our community. May we know the power of the Lord to bring life. We may step out in faith to give witness to that life. Amen.